Today, we're surrounded by people who want us to focus on ourselves or focus on human leaders. You know, either get all upset about one leader or get all excited about another. But the answer is not in ourselves or in human leaders. The answer is found in Jesus Christ. We need to turn our eyes upon Jesus, my friends. The time is now. Let's stop taking the bait to think that we as humans can solve our own problem. It's obvious that we need a savior. The last couple of years have had just perpetual reminders about how we are so limited as human beings. And yet, all of us are created in God's image. And he loves us so, so much beyond description. And he sent his one and only son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross in our place, to bear the punishment for our sins, to conquer sin and death for us. And it all comes back to the fact that God is God and we are not. Enter God's presence with complete reliance on Christ. That's what I want to do. That's what I yearn and try to do, to remember that it's about Jesus, not about me. You know, too often we human beings approach prayer as though we're God, but we are not. God is the one who lovingly created us. He alone is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. He sees everything and everyone from a timeless perspective. Eternity. Think of it. Eternity. That's a concept we frequently forget because it's so incomprehensible in our human state, full of temporary distractions. But eternity is what we all need to remember as we follow our loving, perfect Lord and Savior. Yes, God is God. We are not. But we who know Christ also know immeasurable love and security as God's beloved children. We must forsake childishness and embrace childlikeness in faith. Mark 10:14. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant, and he said to them, "Allow the children to come to me. Do not forbid them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." With that posture of a child of the King of Kings who guarantees 100% victory for all who know him, let us draw near, my friends, and earnestly pray how he taught us to pray. And as we continue to have one headline after another that just makes us grieve and yearn for things to be made right, let us look to Jesus together. Let us look up to Jesus. Keep our eyes on him. Remember that God is God and we are not. And let's remember to pray with that in mind. So let's pray what we call the Lord's Prayer, as found in the Gospel of Matthew. Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Prayer tip of the week. Pray the Lord's Prayer slowly and with just a humble heart before the Lord. Savor the fact that we have our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, and that he said, "I am with you always." And that includes right now, my friends. I'm praying for all of you and all prayer requests submitted to Praying Pals. And just remember to encourage your pastors, pray for your churches, and be present in the ways that the Lord has put on your heart to encourage others to look to Jesus this week. God bless you, my friends.